Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, my dear beloved brothers and sisters. This is Sister Powell calling from upstate Kingston, Jamaica. I just want to give God thanks. Welcome everyone who joined. The Lord said we are two or three gathered together doing the things concerning his will. He's in the midst, my dear beloved. I got on tonight. I didn't call anyone to let them know that I will be hosting, but I try, and I got on 6 o'clock. So, my dear beloved, I am here by the grace of God, giving God thanks and praise. So let us have a word of prayer. We have a lot of praise reports, so we welcome our brothers tonight and sisters. So let us have a word of prayer. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. We just want to thank you, Lord, that we can call you Father, we can call you friend, we can call you provider, sustainer, and we can call you everything that is good, Lord. So we just want to give you all the praise that due to you. We thank you for our brothers and our sisters, Lord, who join from Albany, New York, Louisiana, dear Father. We New York, Washington, D.C., dear Father, Pennsylvania, and all the other areas, Lord, that your sons and your daughter join. We ask you to pour your blessings upon them. And eventually, Lord, thank you for traveling mercies towards myself and the others who travel this morning. Lord, we thank you for the mission that you have allowed us to go out on, and you brought us back safely home. And as we gather at your welcome table, we ask you to forgive us of all our many sins and our shortcomings, and help us, Lord, to share your love tonight, dear Lord, in praising and give you thanks for all the blessings you have given unto us. Bless us and keep us, guide us and protect us, we pray in Jesus' name with thanksgiving. Amen. Yes, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, welcome again to Advent Elder Thursday Reform. We want to thank you for joining, and we are going to start in asking our dear beloved sister who put up her hand to read the scripture passage for us. And our scripture passage is taken from Genesis 1, 29 to 30. And our other sister who joined us here, we also ask her to read for 3 John 1, verse 1 to 4. And I will read Revelation 22. Read the scripture, the word, what God said. Let us continue to praise him by reading. So I'm going to open the line for my dear sister to read 1 John 2:25, 3:37. Your line is open. Can you read the first scripture passage for us? Genesis 1, 29, and the last part of 30. Thank you, my sister.
Amen. I have it. Thank you. Thank you for Sister Powell for opening my line. Let me read on Genesis 29 and verse 31. And it says, and God said, behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon, giving you every bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree and which is the fruit of trees yielding seed to you, it shall be for meat. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And evening and morning were the sixth day. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, my dear beloved sister, for reading Genesis, that we saw what God has given unto us. And when he gave it to us, he told us it was very good. Right? So we are going now in the scripture, 3 John, encouragement and reproof to the elders. Right? John 1, verse 1 to 4. I will open the line now for my dear beloved sister, if she could just take that, 518-482. I'm asking you, please, if you could read the 3 John 1 to 4.
3 John 1. Okay, sister. 3 John 1, verse 4. Hold on, hold on. I'm coming. Is it? Whoever committed sin? So John 1:4. Sister Bowen?
From 1 to 3, 4. 3rd John 1, 2, 3, and 4. Verses. The elder unto the well-beloved Garland. That's our star.
The elder unto the elect lady. That one?
Yes.
Okay, 1 to 4. Okay, Sister Powell, thank you for opening my line. Welcome again. The elder unto the elect lady and her children, whom I have loved in the truth, and not I only, but also all they that have known the truth, for the truth's sake, which dwelleth in us, and shall be with us forever. Verse 3, grace be with you, mercy and peace from God the Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. Amen.
Amen. Yeah, amen. Thank you for reading to the well-beloved Garlis, whom I love in the truth. And it's beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thou soul prospereth. For I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testify of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. And for I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walketh in the truth. Thank you, my dear, for reading. God wants us to walk in the truth and also settle in the truth. Thank you, my dear. I'm going to open this line, the other third person, to read the other scripture passage, three scripture passages, and it is in Revelation 22. Right, 240-988. Can you read for me Revelation 22, verse 2?
Absolutely. I am just, howdy do, beloved. It is just a blessing, right? I'm coming on the line. I did not expect to hear this woman on the line. We have missed her four scores, 80, in the tropical island of Jamaica, just basking in all of the wonderful vitamin D and food. I am getting a double blessing today, hearing your voice on the line. I didn't know that you were going to come on, but I thank God that he worked it out so that you are able to be with us. We've missed you. We thank all the hosts that has hosted previously while you were not here. So we thank them. But it was a pleasant surprise hearing your voice, Sister Powell. So as you asked me to read Revelation 22, verse 2, it says, in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruit, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, my dear beloved, for reading these wonderful scripture verse of promises and how our Father loves us and he provides and he make a way for us. So I just want to thank you all for reading. And as Sister Stephanie mentioned that she was not expecting to hear me, I just want to tell everyone that, you know, I was praying, you know, and thank God for all my lovely beloved who host Thursday night while I was out. And, you know, we know that God was working and the Holy Spirit was there upon each one of us. So I just want to give God thanks for that. And, my dear, I'm going to open the line for my beloved, but I will just share. My dear beloved, I am telling you, God is good and he's working. And thank you all for praying. just a while ago. I have three young people, my young grandchildren from the community, with one of their mom came in, and there a quick Bible study was here, and, you know, sharing the goodness of God, and the young lady came, her name is Sister Sonia, and she was saying while we were sharing, talking, goosebumps was all over her body. And I present the three angel message in a nutshell to her. She took the scripture, you know, I gave her Exodus. I also gave her the scripture of Revelation 14. She wrote it down, and she said she did not hear all these studies in her church, a Sunday church, and I placed it to her. So I'm asking for prayer for Sister Sonia, that she will be able to study the word, and she will able to share with her sisters and her community that, you know, the true Sabbath, and also I put in the study the state of the dead, the second coming of Christ, the present true message for this time. She said, we don't hear that in our church, my dear. So, you know, God is good. God is good. So I just have that quick praise report. They just left a while ago. And, you know, I do know that she's going to study, and she's also going to share the word to her brothers and sisters. And continue to pray for me. And a little more, I will give you all some other praise reports. But God is good. God is working, and everyone is doing well. And ask you to continue to lift me up in prayer. Right? So I'm going to open the first line again. Welcome. Welcome one, welcome all to this wonderful study tonight that we all will do and gain this presence and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Okay, so, I'm opening this line 225. What is going on here? I'm not getting up. Okay. Oh, 225-337, your line is open. I have all these lines open. What happened? Two, two, five, your line is open.
Yes. I want to thank the Lord. I can hear you now, Sister Powell. I want to thank the Lord, first of all, for hearing you. And when I went on, I come on to help Sister Stephanie to get on. And when I saw Sister Powell, I said, oh, Sister Powell hosting from Jamaica. So I say, well, if she's able to do it, praise God. But I'm just thankful to the Lord that he has set Sister Power up and she's able to do this. And that just goes to show God can do anything but fail. He can do anything. So I'm praising God for that. And also, Sister Power, we've been continuing speaking on the having prayer, me, Brother Eli. So we lift Sister Stephanie up because I told him that Sister Stephanie will be going this morning to her job out in the field. She's going to be going to a different class or something she had to go to. But we lift that up in prayer. And also we've been praying for Sister Power in the ministry. We lift up the prayer line. I'm telling you, sisters and brothers, it's a blessing to hear Brother Eli. And then Sister Power, we did the seven prayers and seven songs. I just say, well, Lord, he asked, we can just do it, you know. So we just was blessed to be able to do that. And I just want to share with you also, I had called Brother Rick, and I just wanted to know how he was doing. And I spoke with him. He say he's doing good. He say, but continue to pray for his wife. She's doing a little bit better. But she has the pain, you know. He said just lift up in prayer and actually to rehab. So I said, oh, well, that's a blessing. I said, God answered the prayers. And let's just keep her in prayer. I spoke with Jarvis. I go out there and I see him and talk with him. And, you know, he's not the same, but he's humble. He's humble. So I'm just keep him in prayer that the Lord would turn his life around and that he would surrender and give it all to Jesus, because it's nothing that I could do but pray for him and go out there and give him some clothes or some food to eat, and you know, and that's it. So I just thank God for my sisters and brothers praying for my son, praying for Ashley, the prayer line, and the ministry for one another. It is such a blessing. So thank you. And Sister Power, I didn't get my scripture ready, but I was just thanking God for it. Was just shocked to see you come on and host. So I was just praising God for you. So I just want to thank God once again. Thank the Lord. And let me just offer a little short prayer. And as I told Sister Stephanie, y'all keep me in prayer because I've been a little tired. And Sister Leola had her 61 year just Sunday, and it was a blessing. I just had my couple of sisters over, and we just sit down and talk. So I was grateful for the help and for the sisters to come and just share my little day of another year old. So Heavenly Father, Lord, it's such a blessing to come to the prayer line and just to hear the testimonies, the songs, to hear that your word, especially Genesis chapter 1, verse 29 and 31, and 3 John 1, chapter 1, 1 through 4, and also in Revelation 22. Oh, Father, as we listen into these promises, Lord, we just want to thank you as we are preparing for the kingdom of heaven. And now, Lord, Sister Power down there in Jamaica, ministering to brothers and sisters. And I heard what she said about this young lady. As so many people say, they don't hear that in their church. Now, Lord, I'm asking that you feed her, Lord, prepare her, help her to study and to dig deep, Lord, for your word, and that she may be able to live, to show her neighbors and her friends what she has learned. So thank you, Father, for these blessings, what you are doing with our sister down there in Jamaica. So, Lord, I'm asking for you to pour your Holy Spirit upon her. And, Lord, we know what happened on the day of Pentecost, Lord, and the Holy Spirit fell upon them. And as much as 3,000 people was changed. And, Lord, you were able to do it right there. So, Father, bless the ministry. Bless each and everyone that come help and to share and to help Sister Power with the work. So, Father, bless the church she is working with, Lord. I'm asking you to help the church, let her help the church and bring more youth out and children that they may be spreading the gospel. So thank you, Father, for all what you're doing and even blessing us here as we do the work here, Father. And we thank you so much as each and every sister and brother come on to share and testify. So we just asking for each and every one to share their blessing. And we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Powell, for being on my line. God bless.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Leola, for also sharing, give us this praise report about Brother Rick, you know, and his wife is doing better, and the good news that Ashley is in Ontario, God is working. So as we lift up each other in prayer, we know and expect that God is able to do all things. So thank you, and also thank you for prayer for us here, right? God is good. Well, at this line, you're hoping 240-988, your line is open.
Amen. Thank you so much. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, sure. Amen.
I am just so thankful. And I said, you know, I come today with praises on my lips. Amen. When we ask the saint, the faithful, to pray, we need to come and give the praise report. Because anytime God allows things to happen, we know that it is his will, right? We know that he has the final say. And so I've asked you all, as I said, you know, sometimes I feel like I'm a bandit, right? But I'll be a bandit in the name of Jesus, amen? And so I've asked you all to pray. for these many, you know, hearings and cases that, you know, that the devil put in my path or drop on me. It's kind of like, you know, at times I feel like I'm going through Job experience, right? But I pray, as you have prayed for me, I could feel the strength that I know doesn't come from me. I could feel the peace that doesn't come from me. And so when we ask God specifically, right, and it is in our best interest, trust and believe, our God is going to come through. So I'd asked you, I had a hearing, Tuesday, and I've asked, you know, you all to pray for it. And one of the things that I ask is that, you know, my Heavenly Father, please allow the reveal the deceit, reveal the lies, you know, and because, you know, anytime when we're going into court, there's somebody that has, you know, feel like their side that they're presented is the correct side. Sometimes some individuals intentionally decide that they're going to lie, right? And so when we are promised that, you know, when we're called up into the court, we don't have to say a word, right? I shared with you all previously about what the judge had ruled in that other case, guilty, no charge. And I was like, wait a minute, this is just, I know that this is the hand of God. Didn't have to pay a fine, a dime, or anything, right? And so you get in your feelings, you get in your ego, you're like, well, why is that in my name? And I told you all that I remember the conversation that I had with the Holy Spirit saying, listen, you know, didn't they find Jesus guilty and target him, and that was what they had put up on him, right? And so this one, I went there, and I'm telling you, the judge was just asking all of the questions, and the individuals were just a lying, right? Just a lie. And, you know, and it got to the point where the judge said, you know, we were able to present the case, present what we needed to present. And the person said, well, I lied in that one, right? And so the judge said, you are under oath. Do you realize that you're committing perjury? And I just sat back and I just said, God, you are so good, because that was what my prayer was, asking God, reveal the truth. And person committing perjury, a whole slew of lies. And the judge was like, you realize that you're lying, you're committing perjury, right? And so it was hilarious. So I thank God, you know, for answering the prayer in that and for showing the plaintiff as for who that person is. And so there's a saying that my mother always teaches, right? Lying lips are abomination unto the Lord. And they went further. If you lie, you will steal. If you steal, you have a potential of killing, right? Whether it's going to be killing with your hands or killing with your tongue. So I thank God, you know, for just this wonder working part. And I'm telling you, this was a virtual situation. And going, my computer was working fine, right? As soon as I was supposed to go in, the computer started acting crazy. So I thank God for my daughter. I thank God, you know, I just thank God for his peace that passes all understanding, because the enemy is going to try. And anybody know about court cases? If you're not there on time, they can find you. You know, you can be in contempt. They can charge you with whatever. And so I just thank God that I was able to jump on my phone and call through, and it just went through well. And I do want to add something else, Sister Park, because I just want to thank God for his praise report, for his goodness, his blessing. So the individual has taken some funds, unauthorized funds from my account. And, you know, we went through, you know, back and forth, whatever, with it in the case. But when I, like a couple of days ago, I went to my mailbox and I was getting my morning 9 o'clock. This is Health Thursday. So I was getting my morning between 6 to 10 morning sun. And I checked the mailbox. And when I opened the mailbox, there was a letter in there. And the letter says Navient. And I was like, whenever I see Navient, I get nervous because that's my student loan, right? And it is just so ridiculous. And so I opened it, right? And so when I opened it, there was a check in there, right? And I was like, wait a minute, what is this? The check was about for $280-something. Remember, I didn't ask for that. Remember, the individual had taken some funds from my account and didn't know that this was going to happen. And God said, look how I'm going to bless you. So when I read the thing, it says, you know, you have a student loan with Navient. They had done some unscrupulous business deal and, you know, was not forthright with what they needed to do for the client. I didn't even file this, right? But because my name is on a loan from them, a student loan, some way I was able to be blessed. And I know they got a book of money because usually, you know, when they have these big loss, they call it class action lawsuit that I did not know about, you usually get like $5 or $3 or whatever because there's so many things. But that was an additional fund that I received that I did not know I was going to get. So I was like, hook up from heaven, tell you the last one, and then that's going to be it. My daughter has gotten, well, actually the last two. My daughter received a couple of the scholarships that we have applied for, so I thank God for that. I know you have been praying. Keep praying so that we will be able to have her finish up debt-free. So that's one thing. The next thing, today I had an appointment. Sister Leola kind of shared that I had a field study that I needed to go into a park, so I had to leave my house. It started from yesterday, but yesterday was virtual, and so today I had to physically go in person. But for some reason, you know, I got up early and everything was right and whatever, and then I needed to send an email about, you know, about the job. And so time went by. My son had to go to work, so I didn't, like, you know what I mean, he was going to be the one to do the first dropping, to drop me so that he could go back to work. But I was like, you know, something in my spirit wasn't, you know, did not say it was time for you to leave the house. So I sent an email after I saw the time. I sent an email. I said, you know what, I will be en route shortly and stuff. And so we called a lift, and the price was it was a distance. The price was reasonable. The price was reasonable. The address, can you hear me, Sister Paul? The address, we had some issues with the address. We got there really, really quickly. It was worked out, and I was able to go and participate in this field study, which was awesome, just awesome. So these are additional information and expertise and just things that I'm able to use with educators and my scholars as well. And it was just such a blessing. And I just wanted to say, I could have been deterred, just totally said, you know what, I'm not even going to bother though. So in going, right, I didn't know that this was going to happen. So at the end, she gave us a form, and she was like, you need to fill out this form, put all of your information, because you are going to get a stipend. They're going to pay me to go to pay me for what I did yesterday, for going on the virtual on the virtual webinar, and pay me for going today. And I was like, look at that. Hook up from heaven, right? So we have not because we ask it. And God knows. He says what? I know how to give my children good gifts, right? I wish above all things, 3 John 2, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in good health even as their soul prospers. So when the enemy come, right, and try to rear his head, I'm telling you, preparing for these court documents and court hearing, it takes a lot on you. It takes a toll because you got to get this and get that. You got to try, you know what I mean? But I'm telling you, God was victorious in all situations. So I thank you so much. Continue to pray for me that I will be steadfast and stand firm, not wavering, and continue to pray for the right job that is going to accommodate and that is a better fit for me and my health and my well-being as I move into the new year, okay? Thank you so much, Sister Powell, for opening up my line and allowing me to share.
Amen, 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 amen. Thank you, my dear beloved Sister Stephanie, for sharing and for not only sharing what God have done, the blessing that he have blessed you with. And, you know, you never expect that, but God always be on time. So we just want to thank you for sharing those praise reports. Yes, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, I'm going to open the line. And please, we are asking you, my time is a little different from your timing. So I'm asking you to be brief so that I can give the opportunity for prayer. And you know that, you know, the speaker will be coming on shortly. So we are going to open this line, my dear beloved. 423-635, your line is open. Can you tell your name and where you're calling from? I'm going to open some lines if they don't show up.
Amen. Amen. Good evening. Hi, Sister Powell. Thank you for opening up my line. This is Sister Carla from the beautiful city of Tennessee. I'm just thanking the Lord for his mercy, his love. I'm just thanking him, knowing that he which have begun a good thing in me, in each and every one of my brothers and sisters, will complete it. and God has been blessing thus far. I am thankful and grateful for his love, his mercy, and just how he revealed himself and how, you know, he's allowing me to see things, to know things, and to grow. And I have something here on, I've been doing the research on chia seed, and I just want to share that. It says, why is chia seed good for you? First, chia seed are rich in omega-3 fatty acids. So, you know, by us consuming it, probably the easiest way is to intake these healthy fatty acids. So it's easier to get the fatty acid we need by, you know, putting chia seed in our pudding or smoothie or whatever. And we also have flaxseed, or which is a good source of omega-3. But, excuse me. But it's also about the ease of intake. You don't have to grind or cook the chia seed. You just have to add water to it. And also, it's high contents of calcium, manganese, magnesium, and it's also good for healthy women, pregnant women, because it gives them all the healthy nutrients that they need for the baby to grow. It's and it also tells you it's 100 grams of these chia seeds contain about 485 calories and 31 grams of fat. And also it has carbohydrate, 42, and it also contains amino acid, which our body needs. All these are made naturally, so we have to get it from the food or the fruit that we eat. And it's chia seed is equal to 20, and also good for the animals. So if something is good for the animals, it's good for humans, it's a plus. And it also stimulates weight loss. Those people that are looking to lose weight, rich again in amino acids, prevent constipation. It helps with the blood sugar, so it helps the diabetic. It fights breast cancer, supports healthy blood level. It boosts your energy and metabolism, and it can be used as a workout drink because it gives you energy. Also packed with protein, it enhances mood, and it's rich in antioxidant. It's good for the bones, teeth, skin, and also used as a substitute for gluten. You know, it's gluten-free. It's used for a substitute as egg, as many of the recipe calls for egg. You can use chia seed or you can use flax seed, and it's rich in again, magnesium, manganese, and it improves your sleep. And it also provide essential nutrients, which is required, as I say, for pregnancy. So that's just a little snippet about chia seed. So, you know, make sure you grab some chia seed, soak it in water, put it in your drink, and start to, you know, consume chia seed. And, you know, too much of anything is not good for you. It can cause you know, constipation if you eat too much, because the little seed, it just swell up. And 1, 2, or 3 teaspoons, which in your smoothie, that can hold you over for a long time because it makes you full. So I just thank the Lord for these things that he had provided and that we are learning and knowing about them so that we can help others and can help ourselves and grow. Thank you again, Sister Powell, for opening up my line. God bless.
Amen, 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 amen. Thank you, my dear beloved Sister Carla, for joining and also sharing this wonderful, wonderful recipe, chia seed and also flaxseed, and that we can use it to help us be both below our immune system and good for the body. And brothers and sisters, I do hope that, you know, we are taking notes of these wonderful product that the Lord have given unto us, as we read in Genesis what the Lord have done with the herb, and also that we wish above all things that we would prosper, and again the river of water, tree of life that is dear for us, you know, ready for us for our healing of the nation and also our body. So we just want to thank you again, my dear beloved sister, for sharing. Yes, brothers and sister, we are going to open this line for, well, let us be briefly, we have a full house and we would like everyone to share before we go into prayer, going on time, because temperance is something that we need, brothers and sisters, and we cannot be one here presenting the message and we are not temperance in everything. So we are going to open this line and for our brothers and sisters to share. We know this is our elders at night, and there are certain things that we use to build our immune system. And, you know, God gave us 8 laws of health, and it is nutrition, exercise, water, sunshine, temperance, ear, rest, and trust in God. And there are some things that he has given unto us that we can use to boost our immune system. So we always the time that we are asking all the people if they can share some of the things, just as we talked about how the importance of chia seeds. We are asking you briefly, just briefly, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, and let us be temperance again, right? So your line is open. 8482, can you share some of the things that you have used to boost your immune system briefly and temperate? 518-482, your line is open. Can you check your phone, 518-482?
Oh, excuse me, Mr. Powell. That's me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I have so much to say this evening, but I'll try to say it as much as possible.
Brief one.
What you said?
Yes, I was just a brief one. We have a full house, so we just want to, yes, 5 weeks.
Okay. I just want to thank God, especially for life and for traveling mercies, because during the weekend I went to New Jersey to see my friend who had an open heart surgery. And I thank the Lord, she's doing well, and I'm asking our prayer line to pray for her. She's doing well. I went and see another friend who I didn't see for years, over 20 years. She had amputation of one of her legs, and she too was so pleasant. It was a very, very nice weekend I had in New Jersey visiting these friends that my daughters took me to see, because they wanted me. They said, Mommy, life is so short, and we want to take you to see your friends. And they did. And I really, really enjoy it. Well, today, there is so much to say, as I said. Today, I went and see my brother in the home, went and helped fix him up. He eat a lot last week. The last week he had he was unresponsive. They called me and said he's not breathing and all kind of thing. Anyway, his friend next door, his friend told me, while the doctor was there, that he needs food. All that Lester needs is food. And she maybe was very, very right. But today he ate very good, and he's there doing very good so far, and I thank God for that. He continues to pray for her. Next, I thank God for memorialize my sister on Sunday coming, and I ask you that you will pray for the family, right? Thank God for all of his blessings and mercies towards me and the entire family. And even yesterday, I'm so grateful, because yesterday my granddaughter in two, she nearly met into an accident, but she didn't. The tire blew out. She was on the express highway going home, and she was so scared, so she is much shaken. But thank God, nothing happened to her. I think the brakes are cut or something. But it was just a thrilling experience for her first experience in driving. Yes, so I have so much to thank the Lord for. And this evening, I just want to give God all the praise. Thank you, Sister Powell, for opening my life line, and I pray that you will continue to pray for my family.
Amen, amen, amen.
Yes,
amen, my dear, you can continue.
Yes,
okay,
I
finished.
Yes,
okay.
I had one question.
Okay,
many of us know the plant mullein, right? The benefits of it, you know the benefits of it? Mullein plant. It can be used as a tea brewed from parts of the plant in hot water. Extract some of it. It helps with breathing difficulties.
Okay.
Yeah. It helps with other difficulties, breathing problems. And it helps the body to recuperate. It's a very good plant. Try to use that. Okay?
Amen.
All right, Sister
Amen.
All right,
Amen.
Go ahead.
What's the name of the plant?
Mullein.
What's the name of the plant?
Mullein. M-U-L-L-E-N. The mullein plant. My daughter found it in her yard, and she brought the leaves for me. And I think it's kind of a velvet, a long leaf. Yes. So that
right.
is very
Thank
good.
Thank you, my dear.
Yes.
Okay,
so you could go
dear.
Ahead.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Thanks, Sister Cancinelli, for hearing. She went to look for her friend. They were not doing good, but you know what? God have kept them with the surgery. And also, you know, another friend, two friends who have her leg amputated. She were there to see her, and she had a good day. So God is so good. Also, blessings. Our daughter, you know, we could be here and we could hurt some serious trouble, but God was there with the angel protecting our dear granddaughter. So God is so good. Thank you, my dear, for sharing. Yes, my dear beloved, I am going to open this line before we go into prayer. 985-232, your line is open. Can you tell your name and also where you're calling from?
985. Good evening, sisters and brothers. It's Sister Brenda calling from Houma, Louisiana. I just want to thank God for watching over us and waking us up. And I would like to read a prayer, devotion prayer. Oh, Lord of history, ruler of all ages, you who arrange the events of time have also arrange the events of our lives in particular. You know the right time for everything. Your purpose,
Amen, amen. Sister Brenda, you.
Amen. It's coming. I got it back. It said, but you know the right time for everything. Your purposes are not clear to us, but we know that you make no mistake. Teach us to trust your prudential rules and our life. Amen. I just thank the Lord again. Just ask a prayer for our family, Event Life, and all the sick and homeless. And thank God. I'm going to just let Brother John speak. And it's good to hear, Sister Powell, just hear your voice. God bless. Amen. Hold on.
Yeah, I'd like to say hello to everyone. It's Brother John from Houma, Louisiana. Hope everyone's having a blessed day today. And I was thanking about the goodness of God, as always. And I was just thinking, comparing two things. I know it's always the opposite. I was reading stuff from the Bible. I know there's a lot of opposites about things like up and down and things like that. And I was coming to realize that also, like, the word faith and everything. And I think about sometimes how people might not get on the airplane because they'll say, oh, it might do this and it might crash and it might that, you know, and some people be about to get on the highway and they say, no, I'm not going to go right now. There's too much traffic. It might be dangerous. And I was thinking about how the opposite of believing in something bad going to happen is believing in something that you can't see. And faith is believing in something that you can't see. So they're both of them is believing in something that you can't see. Thinking something bad might happen if you leave out the house or something, and something positive you be thinking of with faith. So I just believe that if I have to choose, I choose the faith instead of the bad things that's unseen. So that'll be my choice out of one or the other. I just was sharing that with everyone to do the same, so you'll go through life in a more enjoyable way and more faithful way. So God bless. Amen.
Paul, I can't hear you if you're speaking.
Oh, yes, sir. Thank you, Sister Paul. I was on mute. Right. Thank you very much for really sharing that to me. Yes, my dear brother John and Sister Brenda, we want to thank you for joining, and thank you for Sister Brenda for that prayer and also those encouraging words, both to us ourselves, Brother John, and to your friend, and let them know that by faith you can do all things. So we just have to continue to lift up each one of us. And again, Sister Carla, thank you for, you know, reminding me that, you know, I was on mute, right? So we are going to open this line, asking this is my dear beloved sister, if she could just sing a song for us. We're going to go into prayer. And if anyone on the line who have not got the opportunity to speak now, in the end, we will open the line for them to do the prayer. But brothers and sisters, I have to follow the timing, right? 272-770, your line is open. Can you open? Sing a song for me, a prayer song, and then after that, we will go into prayer. Share your name and where you're calling from.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for opening my line, Sister Powell. I missed you, and I'm so glad to hear your beautiful voice. This is Sister Tymiko from Pennsylvania. So God bless you, all my precious brothers and sisters. Amen. I will sing Great is Thy Faithfulness, taken from Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 and 23. Amen. Great is Thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with Thee. Thou changest not. Thy compassions fail not, as Thou hast been, Thou forever will be. Great is Thy faithfulness, great is Thy faithfulness, morning by morning, new things I see. All I have need is Thy hand. Great is Thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Summer and winter and springtime and harvest, sun, moon and stars and their courses above, join with all nature and manifold witness to Thy great faithfulness, mercy and love.
Lord, unto me, pardon for sin and a peace that endureth, thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide, strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings all mine with 10,000 beside. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand has provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so
Amen.
Much for opening my mind. Power. God bless you all. Love you. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, my dear beloved, for that thing. Great is thy faithfulness. And my dear beloved, God is so faithful. And now is the time that we have the opportunity to go into a season of prayer so that we can ask the Holy Spirit to pour out his blessings upon us so that we will be blessed to listen to his word. And my prayer request, Lord, I will lead in prayer. My prayer request is that, dear brothers and sisters, we have a group here who we have been presenting the message to. And we saw that the Holy Spirit have been working. And I'm asking you, let us lift them up in prayer also. Have to let you guys know, my brothers and sisters who are a part of this little ministry, the children ministry here. I know that the whole of Advent Light P is involved, and with prayer and support, I am asking you to lift them up in prayer. This week we were there, and we had served 56 people, both check-ins and also in the clinic, and we saw homeless people on the street who passed and came in, and also the children. And, you know, there is quite a few Bible study of brothers and sisters, young people who was in the church for years. I was there, and my dear beloved, they passed and see, and they opened that church door and came in, greeting me and giving thanks what God have done. So I could witness to them and said, just as how you opened that door to come in, we are asking you, Sabbath, by the help of the Holy Spirit, that he will bring you through that door, Sabbath, that you can come to give praises. Pray with them. Some of them were in tears. So we are asking, as we pray tonight, and we lift up those individuals out there who once was walking with the Lord, had turned their back, but they heard the message and just asked that the Lord will open the door to let them come in. So I will lead out in prayer. And then, my dear beloved, the next voice you will hear is the speaker. Father in heaven, we just want to thank you, Lord, for this sweet fellowship this evening. We want to thank you for the sweet Holy Spirit that fall afresh upon each and every one of us who join this line to give you praises and to bring joy, peace, and happiness that you have given to each one of us this week, Lord. There were testimonies, Lord. There were praise reports. There was miracle that you have worked, Lord. You have placed some funds in the mail for those, Lord Jesus, who was not expecting it, Lord. Although they were money was stolen from their account, but dear Lord, you have put it back, place it. You have given us, Lord, remedy, cheer seed remedy that our dear sister could come and give us, Lord, to tell us the benefit, wonderful herb that have given unto us, Lord. So we just want to thank you. We have heard your son brought report, dear Lord, of the faith that he has and teaching others, Lord, to trust you and to believe and to have faith in you because you are able to do all things. Lord, you have heard, we have heard songs, Lord, how faithful you are, Lord, to us, and promise us that you will supply our many needs, Lord. We want to give you thanks. We have heard prayer, Lord Jesus, from you, that we trust and we believe that you are God, and that there is no good gift that you have hidden from your children. Lord, we present, Lord, our dear praise report, Lord, our brother Rick, Lord, feeling much better, but his wife, Lord, we lift her up to you, because we know you are the great physician, and also the recovery, Lord, of her dear beloved daughter, Ashley. Lord, we have heard good report, Lord, from Jarvis, from Sister Leola, Lord, that he is humble, Lord, and he's taking it one day at a time. And as we lift them up to you, Lord, you know everything that they desire, and we are expecting by faith, dear Lord, you will hear our prayer and answer our cry. Lord, we come to you again, Lord, and Brother Eli, but Sister Tamiko, Sister Leola and her family, and all the families, Lord, Sister Stephanie, her family, good report of the scholarship for Sister Carja, Lord, and Lord, what you have done with the field trip, Lord, that she went on, dear Lord, and also went on to get paid, Lord, reward. Father, you are so good. You have heard the report, Lord, of the people, them that was fed, and both physical food and also spiritual food, and also the message, the physical and spiritual, Lord, come together, dear Lord, and they are rejoicing and saying that is the first day, listen and hear their quality message and sermon, dear Father, just a quick sermon message, Lord, in Genesis and also Exodus and Revelation 14:6-12, and dear Lord, as we present all these truth to your children, we are asking you, dear Father, to send your sweet Holy Spirit in their heart, to touch their heart, their mind, their soul, and that they will be responsive, Lord, to your word, and they will also have a personal relationship with you. Heavenly Father, we are so many miles away, but dear Father, we just give you thanks that we are here today to praise you, and as your words of praise and promises, Lord Jesus, towards our health will be presented to us now. We ask you to pour your sweet spirit upon us and bless us and keep us, Lord, and help us to be faithful to you. We want to thank you. We want to praise you, Lord, for everything. And help us that on that great day, dear Father, that when you shall appear and every eye shall behold you, Lord, whether we are asleep or we are alive, that we will be caught up to meet you. Bless us again, we pray, in Jesus' name, with thanksgiving. Amen. Yes, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, again, thank you all for joining. And if you are on the line tonight and you did not share at the end of the prayer, at the end, we will just ask you to close out with a short prayer. And thank you for joining this Health Thursday. All those who are joining from Canada, those who are joining from Japan, New York City, and from all the other islands, we wish you all a blessed night. And we do hope that you will all stay with us on this program to enjoy this health portion. God bless, and the next voice you will hear is our speaker. So we will be opening the voice now. 301-686.
Can you hear me, Sister Paul? I know that you're on a little bit of time difference. I think you have probably about another 9 minutes before we start. Unless it's okay with you, I could start now. It's only 8:08. So if you wanted a couple people to, you know, just two short persons to come in and share something, you can certainly do that. If not, I can get into the reading. I know you're about 8 to 9 minutes early.
Okay. All right.
So do you want to open the line? And it's going to be brief, beloved. So if we could get two persons.
Okay, all right. My dear beloved brother and sister, 5857, can you breathe? 505, you we have got, my dear sister, have told us that, you know, we can let him to other people. Your line is
amen.
Tell your name.
Amen. Hello, Sister Power. Welcome, Sister Power, on this line, Sister Power. We miss you. We miss you on this prayer line, Sister Power. I hope Jamaica's doing good. Jamaica's doing well. And Sister Power, may God bless you. May God bless everyone on this line, Sister Power. And Sister Power, please pray for my mom, Sister Power. I'm asking for Sister Stephanie to lift my mother in prayer, and I'm asking for Sister Stephanie to pray for Brother Samuel too, Sister Power. His name is Brother Samuel. You know how you spell it. You know how you spell it, Sister Power? It's S-A-M-U-E-L, Brother Samuel. He's on this prayer line, Sister Power. I don't know, can he say it, Sister Power? Make sure you tell him to push number one. Brother, his name is Brother Samuel. He's new on this line, so please lift up that young man in prayer, Brother Samuel. I don't know, can Sister Stephanie do a special prayer for him at the moment? Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother. Thank you, Brother Eli. I have not seen a strange number on this line, but sure, we are going to open that Sister Stephanie can lift up Brother Samuel and also your mother and in prayer. I have not seen any strange one on the line, but if you are on the line, God, my dear brother, you can pray, Brother Samuel. You can press number one, and you can just, you know, share. All right? So I'm going to ask Sister Stephanie if she could pray for Brother Eli.
Sister Paul, can you give that other person, and then I will pray when I'm opening it up. So if you want to, right, if you want to get somebody else to share so that, you know.
I open the line. Everyone here that is in front of me have shared already.
Okay, all right, no problem, not a problem. I just wanted to make sure because I know you're a little bit ahead. All right, so let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you, and we're so thankful. We heard from all of your beloved that is on this line, and it's just been a blessing. We heard about the chia seed. We heard about the flax seed, Heavenly Father. We heard about the report of Sister Powell and her team, Lord, feeding the beloved individuals down there in Jamaica, and you're just manifesting yourself in that situation. We heard about checks coming in the mail that was not expected. We heard about deceit, Lord, being revealed. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We heard from Brother John. We heard from Sister Brenda. Though the line was going in and out, Heavenly Father, you heard their petition. We thank you so much for blessing your children. We thank you for loving us, though we are undeserving of it. We thank you for your forgiveness. We thank you for your peace. We thank you for your comfort. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have given Sister Leola 61. And I pray
Amen.
Her, Lord. I pray that you will continue, Lord, to draw her closer to thee, Lord. You have given Sister Consinelli the opportunity, Lord, to go and meet and rekindle with individuals that she has not seen for years. Lord, you are just so great. You are so worthy. You have allowed transportation to happen, Heavenly Father. So you have given us hookup from heaven. And we thank you, God. We thank you for a scholarship. We thank you for the garden. We thank you for the individuals that are down there in the country, Lord, preparing, Lord, for others, Lord, preparing themselves. And we thank you, Lord, in advance for the individuals who have not gotten there yet, Lord, but you are going to work it out. We know that. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are going to allow the right job for the right accommodation as it pertains. I trust you, God. I don't know how you're going to do it, but I know you're God Almighty. So I present to you Brother Eli, Heavenly Father. I thank you, God, that you have loosened his tongue, Lord, so that he can be a disciple, a public relation person for you. We pray for his mom, Heavenly Father. You know everything about her. We pray that you will give her a double portion of your Holy Spirit, tug her heart so that she can be drawn closer to you. We present to you, Brother Samuel. I don't know anything about him, but you know. You create him in your own image. You know the very number of hair that is on his head. You knew him before he was born. And so whatever Brother Samuel stand in need of, Heavenly Father, we ask you, Lord, to allow it to happen according to your will, Lord, so that Brother Eli can say, I ask the prayers for you. And it is my Heavenly Father that is working this thing out on your behalf. I pray for Kaj and KJ, Lord. We're experiencing a storm, Lord. I pray that you will give him safe traveling mercies, Lord. And I pray that you will keep the light and keep the telephone, Lord, up and running, Heavenly Father, as it was going in and out, Lord. I thank you for clearing the line because I was not hearing the people. And I thank you, Heavenly Father, for each and every person that is on this line, each and every family member that is represented. Forgive us, Heavenly Father. And we pray that you will touch my lips with coals so that the message will be one that is coming from you that will stir us and allow us to become higher. Become closer to you, Lord. We pray and we beg and we plead that you will give us a heart to have your desire, to have your will, to have your mindset, to keep our minds and our hearts stayed upon you, Lord. We bless your name. We give you honor, glory, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
All right, beloved. We are going to go into. I was looking at some things. I don't know if I shared with you all one of the things that I want to do. You know, I try to tinker in different things to see. And I think I might have shared this on the line. I want to start making some clothing. You know, I'm a girly girl. I'm a woman. I'm a female, biological, one of the female that God, he says that he created male and female. So I believe in thus saith the Lord. And so I like girly stuff. When I look outside and I look at the colors, I look at the hibiscus and I look at, the arimathus, I look at the echinacea, the roses, it's just for me, I was like, God, you're so good, you know. All of the colors, right? When I go to Jamaica, Sister Powell is there basking in picking the different mangoes, and she's telling me about the passion fruit, and she's telling me about the fever grass and all of the guinep, all of the wonderful fruits that are very colorful. So we know that God is a God that created a color, and so there's nothing wrong with us, you know, loving beautiful things, right? We don't want to make it an idol. But there's nothing wrong with that, right? And so I was sharing with my daughter, and I was like, you know what? I want to learn how, you know, I'm doing my little garden thing, you know, in my house, my indoor garden, and it is just flourishing, right? And I'm excited. I'm like, you know, I have some really great respect for farmers and gardeners now, right? Brother Richardson, Sister Richardson, Sister Carla, right, when I hear them and they're in their garden, I have some new kind of love and extra respect for you all because it is a job, right? And so you go, and for me, I'm planting myself, and I'm excited to get up in the morning after my devotion, and I go and look, and you got to water it, and you got to transplant. Because I'm doing it inside now, I got to transplant from one container to the next. You got to water it just right. And I'm telling you, each day, each morning that I come and I look at it, something else happened, right? It grows taller. It looks greener. It looks more lush. My ginger is just off the chain. Amen? And so I look at that. I look at those type of things. And as I have to remove them from out of the container, right, because they're growing too much for that container. You know, I think about, you know, I'm going to go in two different ways with the Christ object lesson for me. So I look at how we started off with a seed in just dirt, right, and just giving it the watering and the sunlight that it needs, making sure that I poke it so it could get fresh air going through, that oxygen going through. It starts to bloom, right? And so is the same thing for us. And I think I might have shared this, but the Holy Spirit is working, leading me there again, right? And so God is trying to remove or want to cut the fat out of us, right? Then the fat represents the sin, right? And that's what he wants to do for us, right? Right? He gives us choice, though. So the plant doesn't have the choice, right? If we don't water the plant, right, if we don't water the seed, if we don't give the seed the sunlight that it needs, it's not going to grow, right? So God is, our Heavenly Father is wooing us, right? He's giving us, he gives us the direction, he gives us everything that we need in order for us to be healthy, in order for us to be able to be spiritually, what's the word I'm looking for? Spiritually at peace, right? He gives us all of this in his word, right? So that is one Christ object lesson. The next Christ object lesson, as I was saying, as I saw this thing growing, right, I planted with just a seed, right, and it is growing, and it's growing so much, so lush and so thick that I had to remove it from one container to put it in the next container, right? So what can happen? I want you to picture this. What can happen if that plant or the tomato or the ginger that I plant or the bell pepper, what will happen to those plants and seeds if they're in a container that is too small for them? What is going to happen? It's going to eventually die, right? Because it needs space, right? That's one of the things. It needs space in order for it to grow, right? And so here we go. You're saying, what is she talking about? So I was watching something with a particular pastor, and he was talking about dress, right? He was talking about dress and how the dress that we, the clothing that we wear, many times we don't look at it that way, and I had to learn the hard way. Many times we don't look at the connection as it pertains to what we wear and our health. I'm going to say that again. Many times we want to welcome you, all right, to the chat and through the disclaimer, right? We don't own the rights of the, like songs or different things like that, the information that we're presenting. We are under the Fair Use Act, I'm trying to remember it out of my head, 1976, Section 107, these things are used for commentary, for educational purposes, research type of purposes and stuff. This session is not intended to bully, to offend, or offend anyone, but to present truth as we know it with individuals that are curious about the information. So I do want to put that out there as a disclaimer. Amen? And so as we are looking at this is our Health Thursday, I just wanted to share, because many times, you know, we hear things and we get offended, we get mad. And I know for me, I could, you know, I'm not talking for you all, wonderful, wonderful, you know, Seventh-day Adventist individual. I'm talking about me. I know for me, as I said, I love pretty things. I love clothing. At one point in time, you know, my mother could tell you, the truth be told, not a lot, you know, because growing up in Jamaica and stuff, it was so hot, whatever, whatever. But then I realized, you know, that my body is the temple of God, right? And so it does not belong to me. So I don't have, I can't do whatever, and we hear this, right? We hear that, oh, my body, my choice, but it's only for some things, right? Not for the job, but for, you know, for other things. And so as I'm learning and as I heard Sister Carla shared earlier that, you know, she's been studying, she's, you know, researching, looking at the chia seeds. As I've been studying the Word of God, as I've been, you know, fasting and praying, there's some things that have been revealed to me that, you know, I heard, you know, and so I thank God that he's able to open my eyes so that I can see and ask for forgiveness, right? And so I am going to move into, I'm going to do two couple things, and we're not going to be here long, but we're going to go into, I'm reading from the Ministry of Healing, the Ministry of Healing, and I'm going to read a little portion from Hygiene Among the Israelites. We read that last week, but I want to pick up back on a portion of it and then lead into dress. So I'm going to be talking about dress today, beloved, okay, and I'm going to be talking a little bit about diet and health. So I'm going to be talking about Hygiene Among the Israelites, which is going to lead us to dress, and then a little bit of diet and health. Amen? Heavenly Father, I ask you, Lord, to continue to be with us. Keep our minds stayed upon you, Lord. And I pray that you will agitate our hearts so that we will hear your word and we will do as thus saith the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. So I'm on, and I'm going to do it two ways. I am on page 280, I'm on page 284, all right, so I'm going to read, so under this segment, results of obeying God's law, but I'm going to go to the back, just a little portion of it, because we read it before, but I want to read this before we segue into the other thing. So on mine, it says 284 through 287, that's what's in the parentheses. And then if you're not utilizing the parentheses in the copy that I have, it says 244. All right, so I just wanted to point that out for you. So it says, ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that he should show forth the praises of him who had called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. 1 Peter 2, verse 9. Blessed is the man that trusted in the Lord and whose hope the Lord is. He shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be vigorous and covered with foliage. I'm thinking about Sister Paul, four scores. That's 80, right? Bringing forth fruit in her old age. Sister Leola, 61, three scores and one. Bringing forth fruit in their age. Amen. Let thine heart keep my commandments for length of days and long life. And peace shall they add to thee. Then shall thou walk in thy way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble. When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid, beloved. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. Be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked, when it cometh, for the Lord shall be thy what? Thy confidence, and shall keep thy foot from being taken. I don't know about you, beloved. I have seen. God has preserved me. I have allowed my foot not to be taken. Amen. Jeremiah 17, verse 7. Psalms 92, 12 through 14. 92, verse 15, Lisar. And Proverbs 3, 1 through 2, 23 through 26. All right? So we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and a holy nation, a peculiar people. And so we are to look different, right? Okay. Let's see what it says, dress. Whatsoever he saith unto you, do. Didn't that sound like the Israelites, right? Didn't they say that? Lord, whatever you say, we'll do. Amen? But did they really do what God said that they're supposed to do? No, because they thought that they could do it in their own strength. But we know there's nothing that we can do within our own strength. So it says, the Bible teaches modesty in dress. In like manner also, that women adorn themselves in modest apparel. 1 Timothy 2, verse 9. This forbids display in dress, gaudy colors, profuse ornamentation, any device designed to attract attention to the wearer or to excite admiration is excluded from the modest apparel which God's word enjoins. Our dress is to be inexpensive, not with gold or pearls or costly array. Verse 9. Money is a trust from God. It is not ours to expend for the gratification of pride or ambition. And this word pride has been thrown around, right, a lot, right? But is that in line with God or is that in line with the devil? It is not ours to expend for the gratification of pride or ambition. In the hands of God's children, it is food for the hungry and clothing for the naked. Right? Sister Powell is down there and she is using what God has blessed her with. I don't know how she do it, but I know that God is blessing to be able to feed the hunger and clothe the naked. And there's a text, right? There's a text that says, you know, depart from me, I know you not. Right? And they're like, what are you saying? You know, and Jesus answered and said, when I was hungry, you didn't feed me. When I was naked, you didn't clothe me. Whatever we do to among the least, whatever you do to the least among me, you do unto me. All right, so let's keep that in mind. It is a defense to the oppressed, a means of health to the sick, a means of preaching the gospel to the poor. You could bring happiness to many hearts by using wisely the means that is now spent for show. Consider the life of Christ. Study his character and be partakers with him in his self-denial. And if we think about, you know, this is that if there's some conflict that we have that we're going through, that we're experiencing, we don't have to go to Tom, Dick, and Harry. That's what they used to say when I was growing up, right? You can consult the word of God because it says, consider the life of Christ. Study his character and be partakers with him in his self-denial. So everything that we need to know is going to be where? In the word of God, right? In the word of God. In the professed Christian world, enough is expended for jewels and needlessly expensive dress to feed all the hungry and to clothe the naked. Fashion and display absorb the means that might comfort the poor and the suffering. They rob the world of the gospel of the Savior's love. Missions languish. Multitudes perish for want of Christian teaching. Beside our own doors and in foreign lands, the heathen are untaught and unsaved. While God has laden the earth with his bounties and filled his storehouses with the comforts of life, while he has so freely given to us a saving knowledge of his truth, what excuse can we offer for permitting the cries of the widow and the fatherless, the sick and the suffering, the untaught and the unsaved, to ascend to heaven? In the day of God, when brought face to face with him who gave his life for these needy ones, what excuse will those offer who are spending their time and money upon indulgences, let me read that again, that was a little bit choppy. It says, in the day of God, when brought face to face with him who gave his life for these needy ones, what excuse will those offer who are spending their time and money upon indulgences that God has forbidden. To such will not Christ say, oh, mercy, thank you, Holy Spirit, I was an hungered, and ye gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me no drink. Naked, and ye clothed me not. Sick, and in prison, and ye visited me not. Matthew 25, verses 42 through 43. So there's a scripture that I asked somebody to find. But our clothing, while modest, let's listen now, okay, because we need to be balanced. Let's see what the prophetess says. But our clothing, while modest and simple, should be of what? Of good quality. Of becoming colors and suited for service. So that means, Sister Paul, what I'm hearing here, I don't need to be putting on black, 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 black every day. I don't need to be brown, brown, brown every day, right?
Mm-hmm.
It needs to be coming of colors, okay, and suited for service. We talked about that, you know, what you wear to work isn't what you're going to wear or shouldn't be what you wear in the sanctuary. Amen? We talked about that with Leviticus where he talked about, you know, God told Moses, let Aaron know you can't just come up in here any willy-nilly. We need to be clean.
Uh-huh.
We need to, our clothes need to be, you know, be well put together. Amen? Because we are a peculiar people. We are from royal priesthood. Amen? So it says, I'm going to read that again. But our clothing, while modest and simple, should be of good quality, of becoming colors and suited for service. It should be chosen for durability rather than display. Amen? It should provide warmth and proper protection. The wise woman described in the Proverbs is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with double garments. Proverbs 31, verse 21. This is the virtuous woman, right? Margin. Our dress should be cleanly. Uncleanliness in dress is unhealthful. I'm going to read that again. Our dress should be cleanly. Uncleanliness in dress is unhealthful and thus defiling to the body and to the soul. Ye are the temple of God. If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. 1 Corinthians 3, 16, verse 17. In all respects, the dress should be healthful. And what does healthful mean? Right? It shouldn't be long down to the ground where it's dragging on the ground, right? Because then it picks up the dirt and the bacteria from the ground, right? Is that correct, Sister Powell? Is that
yep.
fair to say, right?
Yep.
In all respect, the dress should be helpful above all things. God desire us to what? Be in health. Health of body and of soul. And that we read that earlier in the third epistle of John, verses 2. Amen? God desires us to be in health of body and of soul. And we are to be workers together with him for the health of both soul and body. Both are promoted by healthful dress. Remember, this is our Health Thursday, and we know the health message is the what? The right arm of the gospel. I know Sister Powell pointed that out earlier, but it's good for us to reiterate it again. It should have the grace, the beauty, the appropriateness of natural simplicity. Christ has warned us against the pride of life. So anytime we hear this word pride, man, we know that's not of God. Amen? But not when we say pride within ourselves, right? but not against its grace and natural beauty. He pointed to the flowers of the field, to the lily unfolding in its purity, and said, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Matthew 6, verse 29. Thus, by the things of nature, Christ illustrates the beauty that heaven values. The modest grace, the simplicity, the purity, the appropriateness that would make our attire pleasing to him. The most beautiful dress he bids us wear upon the soul. No outward adorning can compare in value or loveliness with that. Meek and quiet spirits. I'm going to read that again. The most beautiful dress he bids us wear upon the soul. No outward adorning can compare in value or loveliness with that meek and quiet spirit, which in his sight is of great price. 1 Peter 3, verse 4. To those who make the Savior's principles their guide, how precious his words of promise. Why are ye anxious concerning raiment? If God doth so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you? I'm going to read it again. Why are ye anxious concerning raiment? If God doth so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you? Be not therefore anxious, saying, wherewithal shall ye be clothed? For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Matthew 6, verse 28, 30-33, Revised Version. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. Isaiah 26, verse 3. The rule of fashion. What a contrast is this to the weariness, the unrest, the disease and wretchedness that results from the rule of fashion. I'm going to read that again. What a contrast is this to the weariness, the unrest, the disease and wretchedness that results from the rule of fashion. How contrary to the principles given in the scriptures are many of the modes of dress that fashion prescribes. Think of the styles that have prevailed for the last few years, for the last few hundreds of years, or even for the last few decades. How many of them, when not in fashion, would be declared immodest? How many would be pronounced inappropriate for a refined, God-fearing, self-respecting woman? And that can be true for men, because, you know, we have a lot of fashion, you know, these tight pants and all of this stuff, you know, suck to us. So this can also be applicable for our men as well. The making of changes in apparel for the sake of fashion merely is not sanctioned by the word of God. Changing styles and elaborate costly ornamentation squander the time and means of the rich and lay waste the energies of mind and soul. They impose a heavy burden on the middle and poorer classes, many who can hardly earn a livelihood and who with simply modes might make their own clothing are compelled to resort to the dressmaker in order to be in fashion. Many a poor girl, for the sake of a stylish gown, has deprived herself of warm underwear and paid the penalty with her life. Many another, coveting the display and elegance of the rich, has been enticed into paths of dishonesty and shame. Many a home is deprived of comforts. Many a man is driven to embezzlement or bankruptcy to satisfy the extravagant demands of the wife or children. Many a woman forced to prepare for herself or her children the stylish costumes demanded by fashion is doomed to ceaseless drudgery. Many a mother with throbbing nerves and trembling fingers toils far into the night to add to her children's clothing ornamentation that contributes nothing to healthfulness, comfort, or real beauty. For the sake of fashion, she sacrifices health and that calmness of spirit so essential to the right guidance of her children. The culture of mind and heart is neglected. The soul is dwarfed, so it can't grow, right? It's stunted. The mother has no time to study the principles of physical development that she may know how to care for the health of her children. She has no time for ministering to their mental or spiritual needs, no time to sympathize with them in their little disappointment and trials, or to share in their interests and pursuits. Almost as soon as they come into the world, children are subjected to fashion's influence. They hear more of dress than of their savior. They see their mothers consulting the fashion plates more earnestly than the Bible. Have mercy. I'm going to read it again. They hear more of dress than of their savior. They see their mothers consulting the fashion plates more earnestly than the Bible. Ouch! Have mercy. The display of dress is treated as of great importance than the development of character. Have mercy. The display of dress is treated as of greater importance than the development of character. Parents and children are robbed of that which is best and sweetest and truest in life for fashion's sake. They are cheated out of preparation for the life to come. Have mercy. Have mercy. All right, so I'm moving to page 291. Physical effects of improper dress. I'm going to read that portion, and then I'm going to segue into diet and health. Physical effects of improper dress. How often do we reflect and really make a connection with dressing and our health? Many times we are not doing that. We're not making that connection. Let's see. Physical effects of improper dress. It was, and I'm still in dress, it was the adversary of all good who instigated the invention of the ever-changing fashions. He desires nothing so much as to bring grief and dishonor to God by working the misery and ruin of human beings. One of the means by which he most effectually accomplishes this is the devices of fashion that weaken the body as well as enfeeble the mind and belittle the soul. Let that resonate in our brain and in our mind. One of the means by which he most effectually accomplishes this is the devices of fashion that weaken the body as well as enfeeble the mind and belittle the soul. You see what these ladies are wearing, young girls? Everything is out. All different parts. My mother said something to me the other day, and we're going to see it's coming to pass. She said, you know, people just going to walk around with just just their bodies being tattooed. No clothing, just tattooed. People are walking around in daylight. It's not even like they're going to a party or anything. It's a regular adornment for them. Pasties and just nakedness. How does that impact our health? Does it impact our health? Let's see. She says right here, one of the prophetess, one of the means by which he most effectually accomplished this is the devices of fashion that weaken the body as well as enfeeble the mind and belittle the soul. Right? When our clothes are too tight, it restricts our organs from doing the job. I know for me, you know, when I put something on, now, not before, but now, thank you, Jesus, thank you, bless your name. When I put something on, and if it's too snug on me, I'm like, no, I can't keep this on. I feel like I'm going to burst out. Y'all remember Oak? I mean, you know, I watched it when I was growing up, or, you know, when he turned green and he just bust out his clothes. When my stuff too tight, that's how I feel. I feel like I'm going to bust out like Hulk. It says women are subject to serious maladies and their sufferings are greatly increased by their manner of dress. Instead of persevering their health for the trying emergency that are sure to come, they, by their wrong habits, too often sacrifice not only health but life and leave to their children a legacy of woe in a ruined constitution, perverted habits, and false idea. I mean, think about it, beloved. I know, you know, I mean, the ladies that are on the line, you know, they sell garter, they sell all of those things, girdling, you know, put it together to suck us in and to push us up and all that stuff. It is not healthy. It says, one fashion's wasteful and mischievous devices is the skirt that sweeps the ground. Uncleanly, uncomfortable, inconvenient, unhelpful, all this and more is true of the trailing skirt. It is extravagant both because of the superfluous material required and because of the needless wear on account of his length. Remember we talked about that earlier. You know, that is not healthy for us. Amen. And whosoever has seen a woman in a trailing skirt with hands filled with parcels attempt to go up or down stairs, to enter a streetcar, to walk through a crowd, to walk in the rain or on a muddy road, needs no other proof of his inconvenience and discomfort. Another serious evil is the wearing of skirts so that their weight must be sustained by the hips. This heavy weight pressing upon the internal organs drags them downward and causes weakness of the stomach and a feeling of lassitude, inclining the wearer to stoop, which further cramps the lungs, making correct breathing more difficult. Of late years, the dangers resulting from compression of the waist have been so fully discussed that few can be ignorant in regard to them. Yet so great is the power of fashion that the evil continues. By this patience, women and young girls are doing themselves untold harm. It is essential to health that the chest have room to expand to its fullest extent in order that the lungs may be enabled to take full inspiration. When the lungs are restricted, the quantity of oxygen received into them is lessened. And I'll share this today. I'll just pause and share this as we're coming down to an end. Today I went on, you know, my field study, and it was out by the national park and an aquatic garden. And we were testing the water temperature, the pH balance, the pH balance in it. We were testing the phosphate. We were testing nitrates, all of that stuff. And, you know, in doing that, we recognized that where we were it was more fully polluted than we had expected and than we anticipated. However, some areas were clean, right, because there are certain animals that can only live in clean, unpolluted water, right? And so we saw that. And so in reading that, in thinking about that and reading this portion right here, is the fact that if those animals in that water aren't able to get the right oxygen, if they're not able to breathe properly, what's going to happen to them? They are going to die. And so here, let's go back and read. It says, when the lungs are restricted, the quantity of oxygen received into them is lessened. The blood is not properly vitalized, and the waste, poisonous matter, which should be thrown off through the lungs, is retained. In addition to this, the circulation is hindered, and the internal organs are so cramped and crowded out of place. So we could cramp ourselves, we could wear these tight clothes that can put our organs out of place, beloved, that they cannot perform their work properly. The lacing does not improve the form. One of the chief elements in physical beauty is symmetry. The harmonious proportion of parts and the correct model of physical development is to be found not in the figures displayed by French modestists, but in the human form as developed according to the laws of God in nature. God is the author of all beauty, and only as we conform to his ideal shall we approach the standard of beauty. So I'm going to end right there, Sister Powell, for that portion, and I'm just going to read one paragraph in Diet and Health. And it says, eat for strength and not for drunkenness. Eat for strength and not for drunkenness, right? And so I'm going on page 294, and I'm just going to read one paragraph. It says, our bodies are built up from the food we eat. There is a constant breaking down of the tissues of the body. Every movement of every organ involves waste, and this waste is repaired from our food. Each organ of the body requires its share of nutrition. The brain must be supplied with its portion. The bones, muscles, and nerves demand theirs. It is a wonderful process that transforms the food into blood and uses this blood to build up the varied parts of the body. I'm going to read that portion again. It is a wonderful process that transforms the food into blood and uses this blood to build up the varied parts of the body. But this process is going on continually, supplying with life and strength each nerve, each muscle, and tissue. So I, Sister Powell, will end just with this last portion, selection of food. Those foods should be chosen that best supply the elements needed for building up the body. In this choice, appetite is not a safeguard. Through wrong habits of eating, the appetite has become perverted. Often it demands food that impairs health and causes weakness instead of strength. We cannot safely be guarded by the customs of society. the disease and suffering that everywhere prevail are largely due to popular errors in regard to diet. So I will end here, Sister Powell. You know, if there's any query, any commentary, any feedback, you can certainly allow the individuals to share as it pertains to this study. If not, you can, you know, if you want me to close a prayer, you could close a prayer. That is fine. I know I was blessed, beloved, as it came full circle. Love clothing, love pretty things, but we know that our dress, the what we're wearing, can impact our health. Amen?
Amen, amen, amen. Yes, my dear beloved, I want to thank Sister Stephanie for that presentation. And brothers and sisters, this is a presentation that we all should go back and study the Word of God, because we know, we saw what is happening, especially in dressing in this society. Both Jamaica is the same. It come like we just having the same sketch. Right? We're all doing the same thing, and we know that this is not healthy for us. So we just want to thank you for presenting these wonderful reminder to we that dress is a part of our health. The way in which we dress, it will hinder our health and also allow us, you know, to be loose, too loose. We just want to thank God for that. And my dear beloved brothers and sisters, if there is any question, something you did not understand, I'm asking you please to press, take off yourself *8 and press #1, and you can ask the question. And I also encouraging my dear beloved brothers and sisters to go back in Ministry of Healing and study the word hygiene among the Israelites that she, my dear sister, had presented, and also about dress and, you know, diet, and, you know, we will know fashion that we are all facing. So I'm asking you, please, if you have a query, to take yourself off the line, press *6, and then you can press #1, and then you can ask your question, a question pertaining to the subject that we just studied, right? If there is none, we will thank Sister Stephanie for that presentation, and also thank our dear brothers and sisters here. And right in the midst of our study, we had one of our two sisters came in a while ago, and they are here with me right now. It is very hot, and, you know, the time is very hot, but they are in here with Sister Robinson, and her daughter is here listening to the wonderful message that was read a while ago and shared. So we just want to thank God that we have some other sisters here with us. So my brother and sister, if you have a query, as I said, you can just take yourself off the line, press #1, and then you can ask the question, statement, query. Or if there is none, we will end with prayer. Yes, I'm giving you a few minutes. We are a few minutes short. We will give you a few minutes if you want to share. Well, I believe, my dear beloved sister and brother on this line, that every one of us will understand the reading, and we all are going to ask the Lord to help us to change, right? Help us to change, because our body is the temple of the Lord, and God have given us He gave us the food, as we have been studying, for what we should eat. He also gave us the remedy, right, the natural remedy that we should take. And He said He wish above all things that we prosper and be in good health. And He also said to us, beloved, I wish above all things that we prosper and be in good health. And I love to hear when my children settled in the truth. So as we all settle in the truth, brothers and sisters, on this line, we are going to ask the Lord to help us that we will change, and we cannot do it alone. So we are expecting the Lord to help us in all the things that we are doing, and that we know that it is wrong in the sight of God, but only God can help us to do it. So we're going to end in prayer. All right? Okay. All right, my dear sister, say good night to everyone on the line. Another time they will be hearing. All right, let's pray, my dear beloved. Love you. I just want to thank everyone for joining tonight. Also thank the speaker for this great presentation. And it also helped myself, you know, because there were sometimes some colors and all these things, you know. When we read all these things, we know that, you know, it's not right in the sight of God, but God is able to keep us and to carry us through. So we want to thank everyone who joined, and also reminding our brothers and sisters that tomorrow night is the Sabbath. You know, let us join to enjoy God's message that he has given unto us. And we are asking our brothers and sisters to invite someone on the prayer line, you know. We are grateful of our visitors who join us. So let us pray. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a fortress of glory divine. Kind and righteous Heavenly Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy wonderful name. We just want to thank you for the sweet fellowship tonight of our brothers and our sisters who join us, Lord, in this wonderful presentation that you are reminding us, both, Lord Jesus, of our hygiene, our dressing, our fashion, and the way in which we conduct ourselves, Lord, as you have told us in your word, Lord, that our body is the temple of God. It belongs to us. Help us, Lord, that we will remember these commands and promises that you have given unto us. We ask you to bless each and every brothers and sisters who are here on the line. As we have shared our various requests to you in the most holy sanctuary, and even the Father, I know the angels are rejoicing, Lord, to listen to the praise report, Lord, and to give you thanks for all the blessings you have shared upon each one of us. Blessings of health, blessing of strength, blessing of providing food, shelter, clothing for us, and also blessing for peaceful mind, and blessing that we can sit at the welcome table. We, from so many miles away, but we can share the blessings that you have given unto us. We place our life tonight in your hands, and help us, Lord, as we go to bed to sleep. Send your guardian angels to watch over us. Wake us up tomorrow morning in our right mind, and help us that we will go on the battlefield to carry out your work. Bless us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Yes, my dear beloved, I just want to thank you again. And as we end, we will just close and let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. And I will just place upon earth office of lead me to Calvary.